Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you, St. Louis. How about that? It's the 8th day of December. You listen to the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is flannel weather out there this morning. I know it was colder last week, but for some reason, man, that temperature seemed to drop throughout the day yesterday, and I could not get warm. So this morning, I had to break out the fleece. I'm just telling you. Apparently, we're going to get at least one nice day this week, one nice, decent day of weather, and then it's going to cool off again. We're in winter. I'm not complaining. I get it. That's kind of what we're facing. Happy you're with us. We have got a good show for you. Dan Buck is going to be in here at the bottom of the hour. He just texted me a minute ago telling me he had another one of his Dasher pop-up events this weekend, and his voice is scratchy from all of the karaoke singing he apparently did at that event. We will get a full report coming up here at about 7:35. Kim on a whim as well before the hour is out, and then next hour we're going to talk to Jason Law. Jason is running for St. Charles County Executive, but he is also part of a leadership event that is taking place this week on the 11th, and we're going to have more details on that and how you can take part. There's a bunch of people, a bunch of names you're going to recognize taking part in that leadership event. So we'll get to that for you. That's coming up at about 8:20 this morning. So stay tuned for that. Now, overnight, there was some news broke. Of course, the United States has been working with Ukraine, with Russia, to try to get some sort of a ceasefire at the very least, so people stop getting killed in Ukraine, where this war's been going on now for a long time. And the president's been trying to stop it. It seems to have hit a few snags. I asked Jonathan Savage to join us from Fox News Radio this morning. Jonathan, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
So the story is that the peace deal is looking less and less likely because Putin just won't stop attacking?
Well, they're still talking. There were 3 days of talks between Ukrainian and American negotiators that ended on Saturday, and there is still a deal on the table. They were trying to get a bit closer together between the Ukrainian and American positions over these 3 days. Vladimir Putin, the Russian leader, hasn't shown any willingness to compromise, it would appear. In fact, one of his negotiators said that the talks with the American delegation last week produced no compromise. And now Vladimir Putin again warning that Ukrainian troops should withdraw from the entire Donbass region of eastern Ukraine or Russia will take it. So clearly rejecting any possible compromise over how to end the war in Ukraine. He says either we liberate these territories by force or Ukrainian troops will leave the territories. Russia controls about 85% of that Donbass region of eastern Ukraine.
It seemed like Trump was upset, though, with Zelensky, too. Effort he's made, or lack thereof.
Interesting comments from President Trump yesterday arriving at Kennedy Center honors. He said that while Vladimir Zelensky's negotiators love the plan, he added that he's a bit disappointed that President Zelensky hasn't yet read the proposal. And he said that was a few hours ago before he spoke. So Vladimir Zelensky did say he's going to be briefed by his negotiators. He says some issues can only be discussed in person. So I think President Trump would have liked Vladimir Zelensky to have paid a bit more close attention to the wording of the proposal rather than relying on being briefed.
Yeah, Jonathan, is the real hang-up here, the land that would be ceded to Russia as part of this agreement?
I think the territory is a huge part of the problem right now. As you would imagine, the Ukrainians, they would like things to go back to how they were without a single Russian boot on a single blade of Ukrainian grass. Donald Trump says, well, that doesn't reflect the realities on the ground. You have to be realistic here. Russia has seized this land and it's very difficult to get them to give it back. Vladimir Putin says that any ceasefire must reflect the realities on the ground as well. So territory is a big issue. The other issue is regarding security guarantees for Ukraine. The Ukrainians and their European allies fear that if Russia can simply change borders willingly and by force, then that will embolden them to break more international laws in the future, that would be jeopardizing world peace. And they want something in place to stop Russia from attacking once more after a ceasefire is in place.
Yeah, makes. I will see what happens this week. Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Jonathan Savage there from Fox News Radio. I think he was over in London this morning. So keep an eye on it. We'll see. I mean, in the scope of things, it hasn't been the quick fix Donald Trump thought it might be. But in the meantime, he just so happens to have settled pretty much six or seven other world conflicts. Obviously, the one in Gaza keeps flaring up because you have hardliners in Hamas who are now claiming they're not going to give up their weapons as they first promised that they would. But for the moment, there are no bombs dropping that I'm aware of on Gaza or on Israel, and that's a positive, no matter how you look at it. So I don't know how long this lasts, but here's what the president said about Zelensky, in case you didn't hear that, at the Kennedy Center Honors this weekend.
One is swift and very powerful.
Mr. President, what's the next step in Russia-Ukraine talks? What's your next step in Russia-Ukraine talks after last week's negotiations?
So we've been speaking to President Putin, and we've been speaking to Ukrainian leaders, including Zelensky, President Zelensky. And I have to say that I'm a little bit disappointed that President Zelensky hasn't yet read the proposal. That was as of a few hours ago. His people love it, but he hasn't. Russia's fine with it. Russia, I guess, would rather have the whole country when you think of it. But Russia is, I believe, fine with it. But I'm not sure that Zelensky's fine with it. His people love it, but he hasn't read it. So someday you'll explain that one to me, Jeff.
Why? I mean, you know, I'm not laughing at the situation. You know, the guy's probably read it, but for some reason they're telling the White House, I'm sorry, we haven't gotten around to that yet.
Why would you say that, though? Wouldn't there be something, unless you just are really bad at PR, would you not have figured out some other way to say, hey, we haven't decided what we think about it yet, without saying we haven't had a chance to read it yet?
Well, it's a stall tactic. If you claim you haven't read it yet, then you're not ready to have a discussion about it. If you have read it, they can start pressuring you to have a discussion about it. I don't know. But I just suspect they're lying to put it off a little bit longer.
Well, all I know is if Zelensky goes back to the White House, he needs to make sure he dresses a little bit better. He did the last time he was there, but that was after he got kicked out for wearing, looking like a schlep.
You can't fault Trump all you want for a bunch of different things. He gets reaction. He gets response. He gets things accomplished, whether you like it or not. Whether it's NATO paying their fair share for the defense of Europe. Remember all the heat he took for that when he suggested we might just have to pull out if you're not going to. And lo and behold, all of a sudden they're paying their 2% and they're talking about bumping it up to 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Now maybe they've done that already. I don't know. It's the art of the deal. He's really good at occupying property in the heads of his enemies, whoever they happen to be, whether they're foreign enemies or foreign allies or Democrats in the United States Congress. I mean, he absolutely owns Seth Moulton. Did you hear the guy's soundbite a little earlier? We played it. Go ahead and play cut 8. This guy's suggesting that because Trump is willing to kill narco terrorists in the ocean, he might also start doing that on American streets using drones to blow up cars. Listen to this nonsense.
I mean, look, the president of the United States and his secretary of defense are conducting murder on the high seas. They're committing murder, and Americans should care. Like, look, none of us like drug traffickers, but we have laws that say that drug traffickers don't get summarily executed. And if it's happening off the coast of America with people that we don't know, just give it time before Donald Trump starts doing this same kind of thing to people we do know right here at home. It matters if the president of the United States breaks the law.
Did you see any of the college football championships this weekend? Did you watch any of the Ohio State game or some of the others that were going on? I heard Eric Schmidt say this earlier. If you took the combined attendance at two of those stadiums, at the stadium in Indianapolis and another one, if you combined those, that's how many people are dying every year from the drugs that are being brought into this country. People like Seth Moulton are okay with that because they don't care about those people. They care about narco terrorists who they've never met who are ferrying that stuff into the United States of America. It's disgusting, is what it is. And shame on Moulton for being such a partisan hack that he can't admit that. What a shame. All right, we'll get to a quick break here. Bottom of the hour, our friend Dan Buck is going to join us. We'll get to Kim on a whim right after that. And a little later, Tom Ackerman is going to be in studio. You know he's on cloud nine, speaking of college football championships that happen this weekend, like the Hoosiers' big victory over Ohio State. Wow, we'll get to all that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you support this pardon of the former Honduran president?
I'm not familiar with the facts or circumstances, but I think what's telling here is to try to imply that somehow President Trump is soft on drug smuggling is just ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. He's provided border security like we've never seen before. And the fact is, these cartels now, because the southern border is closed, they've gone to the high seas. So President Trump is acting with his core Article II powers. No serious legal expert would doubt that the president has authority to blow narco terrorists out of the water who are poisoning 100,000 Americans every year. If you watch the SEC championship game yesterday, the Big Ten championship game, combine those two stadiums with the number of people there, that's how many people are dying each and every year from the poison that's coming from these narco-terrorists. So the fact is, George, President Trump has been delegated the authority by Congress to designate terrorist organizations. He's done that. He sent a letter to Congress saying he was going to initiate these strikes. We've had regular...
Yeah, thank you, Senator Schmidt, for spelling that out there to George Snuffleupagus, who on ABC News it continues to be the most biased news anchor in media today, in my opinion. And they want you to act like you're supposed to pretend. It's like the whole trans issue. They tell you what they are, and you're supposed to pretend that they are what they are. But we know the truth because we know that George used to work for Bill and Hillary Clinton as their spin doctor. And now ABC's tried to turn him into a journalist. It's a joke. His bias shows through constantly. And thank you, Eric Schmidt, for reading him the riot act on this for his fake news yesterday. What do they want to talk about? They don't want to talk about the fact that six sitting elected officials in the United States basically made seditious comments encouraging the military to defy orders. They'd rather all concentrate on Donald Trump's reaction to it. Same thing. Don't talk about what's important here. Let's go talk about this other issue because this is what Donald Trump did. That's all they're worried about. It's crazy. Anyway, the reason I brought that story up is because it includes George Snuffleupagus. And the fact that last week I got challenged on why I call him that. And I said two words, Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh used to call him that. And I thought it was hilarious. And I will continue to think it's hilarious because he's like a Muppet character. It's funny. It has nothing to do with the fact that he is of Greek descent. I don't care about that. I don't care what his ethnic background is. It's funny. But Kim here, please read the same person that chewed me out in the first place, telling me I've somehow insulted Greek people everywhere, this morning thinks I need sensitivity training.
Yeah, so the person messaged this morning said, wow, just so you know, at the end of the day, how about that? Didn't realize, Mark, that not being a verbal bully and pronouncing a person's name correctly was so difficult. The way you came off this morning saying apparently I'm offending all Greek people tongue-in-cheek was not a good look. I'm open for dialogue if that's what it takes. Can call any time. Maybe the radio station will consider sending you to sensitivity training.
Lighten up, Francis.
Yeah, highly unlikely. That is not in the cards there, pal. Sorry about that. No, I don't need to have a conversation with you about it. Lighten up. The guy said it perfectly from the movie Stripes there. Lighten up, Francis.
Mark, I did find a one-hour
Good
interactive
Lord.
Workshop that is sensitivity training if you'd like to enroll. You know what would be funny is if both of us, or you especially, went to sensitivity training and what your thought, just if you were to document about your experience,
that would be
pretty
Matt
funny.
Walsh in sensitivity training. That is not ever going to go well. I'm sorry. And here's the thing these days. You start going down that path, you get somebody who goes in and complains to you to HR, you end up like Rennie Knott over Channel 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely ridiculous the garbage that these HR people can get away with.
I know.
Over nothing.
My friends and I were together on Friday night, and some of us were commenting, we're like, gosh, it's so nice to be able to spend time with like-minded people because you're not worried that you're going to say something that's going to just, you know, throw somebody in a tailspin, and you're feeling like you're walking on eggshells because it's at a point now where you just have to say it and it is what it is. But man, people are so offended at everything.
Here, what's the, did the guy give a name when he sent message in? So we don't have a name on it. Here's what I'll do for you. One of my best friends in the world is Greek. I'm going to tell him about this. And if possible, I'm going to get him to record his response to it, which we'll probably have to bleep before it's all over with. Because of how ridiculous he will also think it is. Probably the very least of the reasons is he was also, like me, a huge fan of Rush Limbaugh. So if he's been listening to that, He may text me here this morning. Sometimes he listens to the show in the morning when he's at work.
But. Are you sure you don't want to do this 1 hour sensitivity training? It's, listen, it says equip your team with the skills and awareness needed to create a respectful and inclusive workplace
through
self-reflection, Mark, which clearly you need, and an engaging discussion. Your team will explore how respect and sensitivity influence team dynamics and overall workplace well-being.
Inclusion. What we need is some inclusion on the Mark Cox Show. Highly unlikely. Let's put it that way.
Don't hold your breath.
Do not hold your breath that's going to happen on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Maybe the dude is just listening to the wrong show. It is altogether possible.
You need to get your head out of your butt. Focus on the real issues.
All right. Coming up, we're going to focus on some real issues with one Daniel Buck. Fresh off one of his Dasher Dive Bar pop-up events this weekend. With what he describes as a scratchy voice as a result, we'll find out here in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The buck stops here.
Yes, it does. The buck stops here. We got one Daniel Buck on the phone this morning. Should I start calling him Daniel Bucko Snuffleupagus? What do you think? Are you offended by that, Dan?
I would go with that. Maybe Dasher Dan. How about that? Shorter.
Dasher Easier Dan. How's the voice doing this morning, my friend?
Dude, it's a little scratchy. Too much Christmas karaoke, way too much reindeer games. My voice, we did 4 shows over the weekend. They were packed, so... It was an adventurous weekend. Let's put it that way.
Boy, I'd say so. Can you
hear me okay though? I mean, I sound all right.
You do sound a little scratchy. I can definitely pick up on that a little bit.
So you're actually are you leading the karaoke, or you just like to sing karaoke?
Yeah. Me and Katie Cruz, we get everybody up there. It's a 2-hour party, and you're talking probably 50% of it while people are singing, but we're hosting snowball fights and reindeer games and playing Christmas cornhole, and it's fun. It's pretty hysterical. So,
boy, I'm going to have to check that out for sure. You only do it up in Newtown, right?
Yeah, it's here in Newtown, and tickets for early shows are almost all sold out through Christmas, but we do have late show times still available, and also our last show of the year is a Sunday night. I think there's like 40 tickets left for that show, but it's been a great season so far, and we hopefully put a lot of people in the Christmas spirit.
Well, that's good. Hey, I don't know if you heard Joe Biden over the weekend, because this guy. This is what he said. He was talking to some LGBTQ crowd. I guess they got him out of the home for just a night. This is what he said.
Okay.
We just have to get out. As long as we keep the faith, summon hope, and get back up and remember who in the hell we are. We're the United States of America.
We're the
It's not even that. It's, he yells and then he'll be like, I made it.
This is for real, folks.
I'm angry, but I don't know what I'm angry about. Well, in fact, Biden is on, he's one of my stars of today's Buck Stops Here. Can you believe the timing of that?
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Amazing how those things
on
work.
On the show, well, there's been tons of examples. I'm actually going to talk about something that we see every day from the Democrats. They have been numerous examples of how they consistently and regularly and in some cases over the years, and they even do it over decades. And I applaud them for it. They're really good at it. They can always be counted on for hypocrisy. They're masters of the doublespeak, guys. We see it all the time. They say and believe one thing one minute, only to make a 180-degree flip on the topic and call everybody a Nazi or a dictator if they believe in what they believed in before they believed in it. You know what I mean? It's insane, and they do it all the time. What am I talking about? Well, give me any political topic, and think about this. You can throw out anything that's in mainstream politics, and you can find Democratic people who have completely 100% flipped on that topic. All right? Do you remember when they were the ones screaming about voter ID? They were the ones who were talking about one day for election day. They actually were opposed to, but then they saw the opportunity to cheat. And like, oh, no, now we don't need voter ID. We need everybody just to be able to have a free-for-all on election day.
Right.
What about Obama? Didn't he deport something like 2 million people?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was before it was evil and inhumane and you're a dictator if you're doing it, right? What about pro-life? Remember all the Democrats back in the 80s and 90s and even early 2000s who were pro-life Democrats? Do you remember them? How does every Democrat now vote for the killing and slaughter of innocent babies? Every one of them. How does that happen? That they completely lose their moral ground and just decide that, oh, no, I got to vote my party, not my conscience. So anyway, so they used to be pro-USA. Do you remember that? Protecting our workforce? How they were the working man's party for manufacturing. Do you remember all that?
I do.
And now they hate Trump's America First tariffs and his efforts to bring back factories, right? That he's imposing these unfair trade negotiations with these countries. No, he's trying to bring back the jobs that you used to be for, right? All right, so here's the one that just kills me, and this is why I brought this whole thing up. Over the past 2 weeks, what have we heard them say about the Department of War and their efforts of narco-terrorism?
Well, it's a war crime. You're not allowed to do that. What are you doing?
They're ruthless. They're killing these poor people in these boats. Wait a minute. Now they oppose what was originally their idea. That's right. It was the Democrats and our great former president, Joe Biden, who called for an international strike force to go to the very heart and source of the problem. Every Democrat congressman was on board with Biden to attack other nations who were manufacturing deadly drugs. You may not remember this because mainstream media will never, ever pull up this soundbite. You can't make this stuff up. They weren't arguing, however, with Donald Trump on the drug war. They were opposing Ronald Reagan. That's right. Listen to Joe Biden. 1989. And you could put these same words into Donald Trump's mouth today. Go.
We think we should do more to stem the flow of drugs across our borders. And we think we should go one step further. Let's go after the drug lords where they live with an international strike force. There must be no safe haven for these narco terrorists. And they must know it. We have to lock up the dealers for a long, long time. And we have to attack the source from which the drugs come. And we have to do that, not a piece at a time, but all at once. And we have to do it now. And there's not any reason why we can't do that. We have the power, we have the money, and we have the knowledge.
Wow.
I mean, can you? You can't make this up. That is like exactly what the Department of War is trying to do right now. And this was a Democratic idea in 1989. But suddenly now it's inhumane and it's evil and it's an act of war. No, it's a war crime.
I didn't even realize that they were using the term narco-terrorist back then.
I didn't either.
But clearly he did, right? And he wanted, the idea was to target them where they're making the stuff, right? So in other words, go in and bomb Venezuela. I mean, Joe Biden clearly supported that idea at one point, but not anymore.
Absolutely he did. Yeah. Is that not, I mean, guys, this is so, it's rampant. It happens every day. If you hear them get on their soapbox about something, go back 2 years, 5 years, 8 years. In this case, we went back 27 years, and we found Joe Biden saying the exact opposite, 180 degree difference. And they are, and you can't say that about the Republicans on most issues. They are consistent, sometimes overly consistent on issues, because they just don't bend, and we like that about our party, that we're not a buffet and smorgasbord that changes its menu every 3 weeks. But, you know, the Democrats, this is what they do. So if you think they're so adamantly against something, just go back a little bit and find out where they were adamantly for the same thing.
I'm also...
Go ahead.
I'm fixated on how much younger Joe Biden sounds because remember, they were all trying to tell us that, oh, he's fine over the last couple of years that he was in office. And then what was it over the weekend? He said Karine Jean-Pierre, he said her name was Kareem.
Kareem. He called her Kareem.
But maybe that was really intentional because she kind of turned her back on him and said that, you know, his administration was basically terrible. I don't know the exact words she chose to put in her book, but seems to be that was the general idea from her.
Well, I was just amazed to hear a Joe Biden without marbles in his mouth and his brain. It was like, I go, who is this guy speaking? Listen to how clear it is and crisp it is, and he actually finishes a thought. Now, he was reading off a prompter when he was giving that message. I believe that was a response to a State of the Union address in 1989 when he was going after Reagan, who was in his, I think, his final 2 years or final term for sure. But, you know, it's... And he was critical. Did you hear at the very beginning of that bite where he was critical of Democrats, too? When was the last time you heard a Democrat criticize a Democrat besides our good senator from Pennsylvania? You know, there's nobody willing to do that anymore on the Democratic side.
Well,
he said both Democratic and Republican presidents have failed at this. We need to go strike them at the source. And I'm like, what? That's exactly what Trump is doing right now. And suddenly you got 400 lawmakers against him.
You're right about the fact that the mainstream media is not playing that soundbite. I mean, the sycophants out there on the left are not hearing Joe Biden say that from 40 years ago. They're just not. They don't want that brought up effectively. And if you'll remember, the older people listening will remember, I think it was 1988 when Biden first ran for president, I think, and he had to drop out after charges of lying. He lied about his college record. He lied about his law school ranking. He was accused, I think, may have been accused of plagiarizing something. I mean, it was a big scandal, and he had to go in front of the cameras and basically admit it, and he dropped out of the race back then.
Absolutely. Yeah. Lying will be next week's The Buck Stops Here. This week it was hypocrisy. We'll go after lying next week.
We'll get it, man. Dan, always great having you on. Take care of that voice, man. You might not have one by next Monday.
Yeah, we'll be good. It's just getting it back. You know, you got to train it up again. So it'll be trained up by next weekend. There you go.
All right, buddy. Have a good week.
All right, guys. Have a great one. Have a great week, man.
All right.
See you, Dan.
See you later. Dan Buck there. The buck stops here. How about that? Coming up, Kim, what are we whimming about this afternoon?
Oh, I found something really, really alarming from Libs of TikTok, and it got enough people talking about it that now our attorney general is investigating. Parents, you need to listen to this. I'll explain what's going on when we come back.
Kim on a whim.
Well, parents need to be aware of this because we know that schools, that some of these medical facilities, they're coming for your kids to have more control and to basically make sure that you don't even have access, that you're not even aware of what's going on so that they can, in some cases, give them things like hormone blockers and you can't stop it because you don't even know what's going on.
I have to tell you how shocked we were when our first child went away to college and we realized that once she turned 18, if she ended up in the hospital at college, we wouldn't have access to her medical records or to talk to the doctor about her unless she had signed a document in advance. That's at 18. What you're telling us now is
way
even
younger.
More shocking.
So
listen to this.
Listen to this. Yes, we're talking about kids who are between the ages of 12 and 17. According to this document from BJC, basically what it's saying is that the child can revoke their parents' access to their medical records, and that they actually have to sign off on this form and grant written permission in order for their parents to view it. They feel like kids should be able to make their private medical decisions at any time. And when libs of TikTok posted about this, it got enough traction that our Missouri Attorney General ended up posting about it and said the reports coming out of St. Louis are worrisome. We've asked BJC Healthcare for an explanation. We fully expect healthcare providers to abide by state and federal law. As Attorney General, the safety of minors and parental rights will always be a top priority.
Good. So she's... I mean, is this Missouri law that they can do this, or this is a this is a BJC policy? Is what they're saying.
This would be a BJC policy, but that's insane. A 12-year-old getting to make a medical decision and being given the choice to give their parents access. That's to me a safety issue. Like you, that's just insane to me that they would. First of all, there are some 12-year-olds who would not even understand what they were signing if they were reading a document like this. So I would hope the parent would be sitting down alongside their 12-year-old to go through it, and they would see the ridiculousness of this and say, absolutely not.
So if the child was obnoxious enough to do something like that, could the parent then just refuse to pay the bill?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's a really good question.
I expect them to pay then.
Thank you. If you're big enough and independent enough to make these decisions on your own, you can handle the bill. Don't send the bill to my address because I'm not dealing with it. I don't. How obnoxious.
I know. Because think about this. A lot of kids might be going to get a pregnancy test or HIV, STD testing. The part of the document says where the patient must sign an initial below, the patient being 12 years old in some cases. I agree to allow my parent guardian to look at all of my health information. I understand that if my record has information about certain services like testing for pregnancy, HIV or AIDS or sexually transmitted infections, counseling about birth control, yada, 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 that my parent or guardian will be able to see this information. And then it goes on to say, I understand I can stop my parent guardian from looking at this at any time by revoking their proxy access via my own MyChart account or by contacting MyChart support for assistance.
So no.
Theoretically, if the kid's in front of their parent while they're going through this document, the kid could sign off on it in front of the parent saying, yes, I grant access, and then call MyChart support and say, hey, I'd like to revoke that.
So is Catherine Hanaway looking at challenging this? Is that what she suggested?
Said that we've asked BJC Healthcare for an explanation. That's what she's posted about.
Yeah, maybe we get her on here and ask her about that, because I'd love to know what in the law would allow you to allow my underage child under the age of 18, my ward, to sign a piece of paper saying that I wasn't allowed to get information on their medical care?
That's
true. They're not independent operators yet.
But I think that the bigger point is what you made, which is, okay, well, if the parents are footing the bill, which I would imagine they would be if you're that young and you can't even drive yourself to the doctor's office for said STD or pregnancy testing, then yeah, who's paying for that?
This sounds like some offshoot of their transgender clinic, which got shut down. Where they wanted to provide some of this stuff to kids, and I'm sure there were situations where the parents didn't want to go along with it, and somebody hatched this cockamamie idea. There's no way that's legal.
Wouldn't you get an EOB in the mail, right? If you were to submit something to insurance, wouldn't you get an EOB in the mail that would say pregnancy test or STD testing? I feel like it more or less itemizes what the charges entail. So then
well,
the parent would be able to see what you had done, but maybe then it's already been it's already happened, but still. I have a lot of questions as well.
I have a lot of questions. We'll text Catherine Hanaway and see if we can get her on the radio talking about this week. That is just outrageous for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to get to our friend Jason Law, running for county executive out in St. Charles County. He's got a big event coming up on the 11th. And our friend Tom Ackerman with more on the Cardinals and the Blues and, oh, the Hoosiers.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.